The works of the Lord are manifold. In wisdom, God has made them all. The earth is full of God's creatures. Let us stand as we are able and worship this God with our hearts and minds and voices. God the Almighty looks on the earth and it trembles. God touches the mountains and they smoke.
Yonder
is the sea, great and wide, creeping things innumerable, living things both small and great.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have being.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
Please join us in singing hymn number 341. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
A great saint of the church has said, "All people who shall be saved while we are in the world have in us a marvelous mixture of both well-being and woe. We have in us our risen Lord Jesus. We have misery of the harm of Adam's falling and dying. We are steadfastly protected by Christ, and by the touch of grace, we are raised into sure trust of salvation. And by Adam's fall, our perceptions are so shattered in various ways, by sins and by different sufferings, that we are so darkened and blinded that we can hardly find any comfort. In faithful hope for pardon, let us stand as we are able and confess our sin. Without your power, O God, we are lost. We have done the things we would avoid. And what you desire, we have not done. By your purifying fire, transform our lives. Guide us into honesty and compassion, so that filled with your peace, our dreams and visions may be one with yours. Through Christ our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. By the power in whom we live and move and have our being, I proclaim to you the complete forgiveness of all your sins through the Holy Trinity, one God, whose mercy is everlasting. Thanks be to God. God's Holy Spirit has rained down upon us like flames of fire, so we might be inspired and strengthened to share the good news with the world. God has fulfilled promises to us, for Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I give to you not as the world gives. Do not be troubled or afraid." With these words in our hearts, I say to you, may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with a nod or wave with one another now.
We're going to take a few moments and honor our graduates. I'd like them to come forward, please. Mark Patterson, Aaron Britton, Natalie Van Horn, and I don't think that Drew Grant is here. We presented his earlier. Just a minute. I've got him in order. I'll give him to you.
Okay.
Just make a line across here, please. It's better to walk them up all together than all by yourself. We're going to recognize first Mark Patterson. He's a recent graduate of Watkins Memorial High School. He's still deciding his future plans. Tim and Mindy Patterson are his parents. Kaylin, Matthew, and Jonathan are his siblings. Richard and Glee Patterson are his grandparents. So, yes, you want to get. We have for him a prayer scarf and a book, Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You Shall Go. And our high school graduates receive a parallel translation of the Holy Bible. And I think you will find it very interesting reading, because when you read a passage on each page, you've got it clear across in the four translations, including the Message, the New Revised King James, I think NIV, and what's the other one? NLT. So have some good reading. Congratulations. Okay. Drew Grant graduated from Starlight School this year. He's been, there's nothing for him. He received his bag from Hinda earlier. He has been part of the work crew that has been helping to learn a trade from Starlight. So he plans to work and hang out with friends. Our college graduates, Aaron Elizabeth Britton, graduated from East Tennessee State University with honors, with a major in interior design and a minor in business finance. She is a designer with Ashley Mower Designs of Zanesville and Columbus. She is renting a place in Zanesville, which I know makes her grandparents happy. Chad and Vicki Vandenbark Britton are her parents. They currently reside in Tennessee, and Dale and Kay Vandenbark are her grandparents, members of our congregation. She is receiving the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You Shall Go, a prayer scarf from the Prayer Shawl Ministry, and take this off, the book Make Your Bed by the Retired Admiral, which is an easy read but very enlightening. We'll hope you like that, And I forgot to mention that Charlene made graduate paperweight beanbags or whatever, and the tassel should be in your school colors. And Mark's is in his bag. And I think this one is yours. Okay? You're welcome. I wanted you to see those. That's why I didn't put hers away. And then our last graduate we recognize is Natalie Van Horn. She graduated from Mount Vernon Nazarene University with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. She plans to pass her state boards, and we wish her the best of luck on that one. But with her training and her background, I'm sure she'll do fine. And then she's going to be employed at Mount Carmel East in the emergency room. Kevin Van Horn is her father. Keith and Patty Van Horn are her uncle and aunt. And she's receiving the same book, Make My Bed, the Dr. Seuss book, The Places You Shall Go, and a prayer scarf, and a gnome graduate. So those are our graduates for this year. Thank you very much. Job well done. Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth in faith and love, and strength to follow the path you set before us. Through Jesus Christ, amen. Our gospel reading comes from John 14, verses 8 through 17, and I will also be reading verses 25 through 27. You can find this on page 108. In the red pew Bibles. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, with whom the Father will send, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
Olivia, do you want to come up? Does anybody else want to come up?
Okay.
You don't have to. I'd love it if you did. Would you please reintroduce yourself to everybody?
Hi. Hi, I'm Caroline.
This is Caroline, Hinda's granddaughter. What do you call her?
Granna.
Granna. Granna's granddaughter. And would you reintroduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Olivia.
Olivia? And who's your grandmother?
My great-grandmother is Charlene.
Charlene, yeah. Yeah, so it's generations of families that are here, right? Even though Grandma's not here today, God has given us a great gift, ladies. God has given us families who love us and our church family who loves us. And that church family is not just composed of all these people, but everybody who has ever believed in Jesus, all the way back to Jesus, okay? And last week, you weren't here, I don't think. That's okay. But last week, we talked about how Jesus had come back after the resurrection, right? And then he was taken up into heaven. Were you here last week? You weren't here last. No wonder you. They know, but you. It's okay, ladies. So Jesus was taken up, never to be seen on earth again. Finally, okay. And before he left, he says, "I'm not going to orphan you. You're not going to be left without anybody who loves you with God. I'm going to send the Spirit." And today is the day that we remember when the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, came down to earth to fill us with love and courage and hope and all the good things. And if you see the beautiful hanging, kind of blowing a little bit in the breeze, kind of gently this year, that represents the flames of the Holy Spirit that will come down and touch our hearts. And I wear the flames in my stole, but I also have, that looks like a flame from upside down, but it's actually a dove. The dove represents the Holy Spirit just as much as the flames, because when Jesus was baptized, the dove came down upon him, right? And blessed him. So the Holy Spirit, today is the big day that we remember the Holy Spirit and the birthday of the church. Because when the Spirit came, it touched all the disciples, and they were then sent by the Spirit out to tell everybody that they met about Jesus, right? So if it's the birthday of the church, do you think we could sing "Happy Birthday, Dear Church"? Yeah, do you think Miss Kathy would be willing to play "Happy Birthday"? Let's lead everybody. Everybody sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, church. And thank you, ladies. Go forth. I believe you get to stay this week because we're having communion, okay? The Spirit is going to fill our bodies and our hearts so that we can continue to be Jesus' disciples, okay? Blessings on you. Go forth.
Thank you, Jonathan. I think we all can only imagine and wonder at what we will experience when we too are raised up to God's lap. Our second reading today comes to us from Luke's pen. It's the second book of his gospel, but it's the book called Acts, and it is the one that picks up from where Jesus left us and talks about the earliest days of the church. So listen now as we hear the story of that first Pentecost Sunday, that first Pentecost, which is the birth of the church, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. When the day of Pentecost had come, they, the disciples, were all together in one place, and suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them, the disciples, speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please rise as you are able and join me in affirming our shared faith. We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life, The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the Church. The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life, the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of people long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace.
Please join me in singing hymn number 319, Spirit.
As we settle ourselves to share in this holy meal, I would like to remind you that immediately following worship, everyone is invited down to the shelter house, right, Bev? To share in another kind of meal, a meal of fellowship filled with homemade goodies and hot dogs. Is it just hot dogs? Just hot dogs. I love hot dogs. It'll be good. So let us now feel the Holy Spirit dropping upon us, drawing us together so that we might share Christ's meal. Children of God, you have come from east and west and north and south to be touched by the flames of the living Spirit and to sit at table with the one who was, who is, and who shall forever be. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are all who find strength in God. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. O Lord our God, how great are your works. You created the world and all that is in it. You gave the nations their names, Zimbabwe, Saudi Arabia, Australia, Chile, Germany. We rebelled against your sovereign love, seeking to storm the gates of heaven, trying to make a name for ourselves in the world. But by the grace of our Lord Jesus, you have given us your own name and have made us your own people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Now send forth your life-giving Spirit to renew and recreate us. Save us, Lord. We call upon your name. Holy, holy, holy God, Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, we have seen your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. We give you thanks that you have made us one with him, as he is one with you and the Holy Spirit. By the gift of your Spirit, you have promised to fulfill the prayers that we ask in his name. And by the grace of your Spirit, we have promised to live in Christ's love and keep his commandments. Therefore, with thanksgiving, we remember how on the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread, and after he gave thanks to God, he broke it. And he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do so in remembrance of me." When he ascended into heaven, you sent your Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, and abide with us forever. Remembering your mighty acts of mercy, O Lord, we celebrate this feast with the risen Lord, offering our lives in thanksgiving and praise. O great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit like the rush of mighty wind, like a consuming fire. By the power of your Holy Spirit, feed us with the bread of heaven and fill us with the new wine of your reign. Make us your sons and daughters, faithful, fearless, and free. Teach us to proclaim the good news of salvation to all the nations of the world. Fill us with dreams and visions of that great and glorious day when the Lord Jesus Christ will come again and we will eat and drink with him in the joy of your eternal realm. O gracious God, on this glorious June morning, we give thanks and praise your holy name. We are ever thankful for the gifts of life and love which you have shown us.
You have blessed us with families and friends, dewy mornings and hot dog roasts, where we can enjoy one another's company. For this and so much more, we thank you. Today, we bring before you the cares and joys of our hearts. We are grateful for our graduates and ask that you continue to bless them in their journey through life, give them faith and hope and love, and remind them that you will always be with them, with your Holy Spirit. We also continue to lift up the people of Ukraine as Russian aggression continues to drag on and on. We pray that the gifts you have helped us send for their humanitarian aid will bless them as long as is necessary. We pray, too, for those near and dear to us who suffer from ill health or frailty. Ease their pain and hold them close so they know that you are that as your precious children and disciples, you have not abandoned them, but are always with them. And now, Lord, on this Pentecost day, we thank you for the birth of the church, for the gifts of amazement and challenge, and for all the witnesses whose lives have been renewed by your power. We pray, too, that you will make us hungry to serve you and to share your word with those we meet. We pray this not just for Trinity members, but for our brothers and sisters, all Christ followers the world over. We especially lift up to you today our sister congregations, Hanoverton and Creston, Barlow and Stillfork. We ask you empower them to reach out to witness your love to all they meet. We pray this through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor be yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Spirit of the living God, in love, you've gathered us on this day of Pentecost to be transformed through your word, the wine and the bread, and we become a family who joins with you through the Holy Spirit. May we who've received the sacrament live in the unity of your Spirit, so we may show your gifts to all the world. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Please stand and join me in hymn number 315, Every Time I Feel the Spirit.
Jesus promised that we would not be orphaned when he ascended to the Father. He reminded us that as he is in the Father and the Father is him, we are in him too, and he is in us. And he sent the Holy Spirit down to fall upon us. So I invite you that every time you feel the Spirit, to remember the gift of joy and hope and love that Christ gave us in that Spirit, and share the good news with those around you. Tell them that every time you feel the Spirit, you know that God is near and that they can too. Go out into the world to serve, to love in His name. But know that the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the community that is the Holy Spirit and draws us all together goes with each of you, now and always. Amen.